Falun Dafa is practiced in more than 50 countries around the world, but it is brutally persecuted in China. Here at FGM TV, we bring you programs that illuminate the truth of Falun Dafa, and we bring you news that is having an impact on the community of cultivators. Hello, and welcome to the FGM TV Weekly News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. In this week's update from China, 578 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died from torture while in custody, with 6 death reports received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, torture reports have come in from 15 provinces and the cities of Beijing and Nanjing. 642 people declared as null and void statements saying they'll give up Falun Gong that were made while undergoing torture, as they were the result of extreme coercion. They say they'll continue practicing Falun Gong. Our top story this week: a discrimination hearing in Australia is settled in favor of Falun Gong. And some of our other stories: a committee is established to investigate crimes against Falun Gong in Chinese labor camps, as belated news is received of another death from force feeding in a Changchun labor camp. Schoolbooks in China now contain propaganda lies to incite the children's hatred against the practice. Efforts continue around the world to rescue Dr. Charles Li and other practitioners illegally imprisoned by the Jiang regime in China. Falun Dafa events in Romania, India, Korea, and England. A woman's tumor disappears after attending a Falun Dafa conference. In many cities around the world, Chinese embassies and consulates have influenced Chinese business and cultural associations to exclude Falun Dafa practitioners, following an ancient Chinese practice, from participation in cultural events. On Friday, the 21st of February, 2003, the discrimination complaint lodged by Dr. Michael Pearson-Smith on behalf of the Falun Foshui Association of Australia, following the exclusion of Falun Dafa from the China's New Year Festival of 2002, was today resolved at the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal. The hearing that began on Tuesday concluded with a settlement that guarantees Falun Dafa participation in future festivals up to the year 2008. Included in the terms of the settlement are guarantees that the Federation of Chinese Associations of Victoria Incorporated, as an incorporated community organization in Victoria, will always abide by the requirements of the Equal Opportunity Act, including the requirement not to discriminate on the grounds of religious and political beliefs and activities. The FCA agrees to provide the Falun Dafa Association of Victoria access to a stall at the FCA China's New Year Festival in 2004 and in 2005 to 2008 if festivals are held in those years, and to permit Falun Dafa Association of Victoria to participate at this above-mentioned festival under the same terms and conditions as other participants of the festival. Dr. Pearson-Smith stated, quote, "This settlement is a positive outcome for all concerned. It means that the Falun Dafa community can take its rightful place in next year's China's New Year Festival. It shows that discrimination is not acceptable in Australia and that the system is working. I also feel that the Federation of Chinese Associations, as fellow Australians, will eventually realize that this result is actually in their interests as well." We're happy to announce that the Romanian Falun Dafa Association was officially established on February the 18th, 2003, after 1 year of following required processes. Several practice groups have been formed in this small European country since the first Dafa workshop was held in 1998. The books by Mr. Li Hongzhi, containing teachings of the practice, Falun Gong, and John Falun, have also been translated and printed and are available to the public. The recently established World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong has announced the creation of the Committee to Investigate the Crimes of Chinese Labor Re-Education Camps in the Persecution of Falun Gong. Since Deng Zemin began his systematic and comprehensive suppression of Falun Gong in July 1999, in violation of both the Chinese constitution and international human rights agreements, several hundred labor re-education camps in China have imprisoned more than 100,000 Falun Gong practitioners, using brutal torture to the point of destroying them physically, breaking them down mentally, and subjecting them to economic blackmail. Furthermore, the labor camps impose strict information blockades on their atrocities through such methods as bribing the victims' family members and transferring the staff members involved away from their posts, etc., in order to conceal these crimes and absolve responsibility. Investigations will be immediately opened into the Wanjia labor camp in Harbin City, Heilongjiang Province, where at least 15 Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted to death, and the Masanja labor camp in Shenyang City of Liaoning Province. One more practitioner dead from force feeding. Dafa practitioner Mr. Shao Hui Wang was tortured to death at the third detention center in Changchun City, Jilin Province, sometime around November 2002. While in detention, Mr. Wang was subjected to inhumane torture. He resisted by going on a hunger strike. Authorities then force-fed him, which led to his untimely death. From December 5, 2002 to February 1, 2003, the main library in Oslo, Norway, held a Falun Gong photo exhibit. The pictures detailed the spread of Falun Gong to over 50 countries and the enormous benefits it has shown to over 70 million practitioners. They also showed the crimes against humanity that have occurred in China under Zhang's orders to persecute Falun Gong. The pictures were displayed on the third floor of the library and illustrated the introduction of Falun Gong to the public, the efforts to rescue fellow practitioners in China, and support from government officials and organizations such as Amnesty International. New Delhi, India. On February 15, 2003, the premier release ceremony for the Hindi version of China Falun Gong by Mr. Li Hongzhi was held at the International Conference Center in New Delhi, India. Specialists and scholars from different social strata and Falun Gong practitioners were invited to the ceremony hosted by Dr. Wade. At the end of the ceremony, practitioners demonstrated the five sets of Falun Dafa exercises. China Falun Gong had already been translated into 28 languages. The new Hindi version is the 29th. Hindi is one of the major official languages in India, so the new book will be a big help to Indian people who are interested in learning the practice. The Zhang regime is now printing lies in children's schoolbooks to justify the illegal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Using thousands of words, the book Political Education for Second Grade Middle School Students, Part 1, from the series The Best Design for Synchronous Test and Measurement in Middle School, distorts the facts and slanders Falun Dafa and Mr. Li Hongzhi, its founder. In the Hot Topics section of the Essential and Comprehensive Manual of the Political Course Open Book Exam for Enrollment in Technical Schools, exercise questions slander Falun Dafa. Taking advantage of young students' lack of ability to differentiate between fact and fiction, the Chinese government now forces all students to buy these books, planting the seeds of hatred against Falun Gong in their innocent minds. For the second year, Falun Dafa practitioners joined New York's African American and Puerto Rican communities at the Multicultural Heritage Event in Albany, New York. In addition to introducing Falun Dafa, practitioners explained the urgent need to rescue U.S. citizen Dr. Charles Lee, who was imprisoned in China on January 22, 2003, when he returned to visit his family. Practitioners handed out information, answered questions about Falun Dafa, clarified the truth about the persecution, and demonstrated the exercises. As people watched the peaceful beauty of the exercises, they expressed their disbelief and anger at the Zhang regime's brutal persecution. Many signed the petition to free Dr. Li. Cambridge, England, bustled last week with the sights and sounds of traditional Chinese arts. Onlookers were entertained with performances by Falun Gong practitioners, including a fan dance in traditional dress of the Tang Dynasty. Western and Chinese practitioners sang a song composed by a fellow practitioner and offered a demonstration of the five Falun Gong exercises. The purpose of the event was to gather signatures and appeal for the release of practitioners imprisoned in China, Ms. Bao Lian Zhu and Ms. Yong Jie Zhu. The practitioners' plight came to life with a piece of street theater written and directed by a local playwright. Two of the actors played themselves. Ms. Zhu's brother, Mr. Bao Sheng, and Mr. Wei Zhao She, who recently completed his PhD at the University of Manchester. BBC Radio interviewed the two and was moved by their story. The interviewer promised to broadcast their conversation that very day. The Cambridge event in the historic marketplace garnered many signatures. On February 15 and 16, the 2003 Korea Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was successfully held in Taejong City. The main conference speeches energized attendees so much that many held discussions through much of the night to take advantage of the rare opportunity to speak with people from different cities. The next day began with exercises on the playground, followed by small group discussions. One 93-year-old gentleman told how he started to practice Falun Dafa after overcoming many tribulations. He said that he now lives a happy and rich life and feels like a healthy young man. A woman's tumor disappears after attending a Falun Dafa conference. In the spring of 2002, practitioners in China held two Falun Dafa conferences in a city in Henan province. One of the attendees at both conferences was a woman who had been fined by authorities and forced to turn in her Falun Dafa books when the persecution began on July 20th of 1999. Afraid of being further persecuted, she retreated from the practice. After a while, she found a tumor behind her right knee, which was growing and getting ever more painful. Doctors at three different hospitals advised that she needed surgery, which would cost 3,000 yuan. She was a farmer who earned very little money. Reluctant to spend that much on herself, she held off on having the surgery. 3 days after attending the second Falun Gong conference in April of 2002, she discovered that her tumor had disappeared. Her husband was so inspired by this miracle cure that he also began to practice Falun Dafa. And when the word spread, other practitioners in her town who had given up practicing after July 1999 regained their confidence and also began to practice again. When people love someone or something, they often express their feelings in song. And Christine Loftus recently spoke with a Falun Gong practitioner from North Carolina who does just that.
Hi, Drew.
Hi.
Thank you for meeting with us today. I understand that you've been using music as a way to clarify the truth about practitioners in China being persecuted. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, sure. I started practicing Falun Dafa about 2 years ago, and I just gained a lot from it. I feel like I've become, you know, a healthier person. I've got some more positive outlook on life. And then when I found out about the persecution, I just thought it was really awful. You know, a lot of innocent people, even being tortured to death, taken to labor camps just for trying to be good. And since I like music, I figured it's a great way to put my skill to use and try and let more people know about this persecution and raise awareness and try and motivate people to do something about it.
So what do you hope to achieve through your songwriting?
I guess two things mainly is kind of what I mentioned before is one, I think more people need to know about it because, you know, something, I just feel like in China it's almost, you could say, like a really evil situation what's going on because there's no justification for it at all. And so if no one knows about it, those people there who are instigating it, basically Jiang Zemin's regime, they're just going to keep doing it. And so we really have to raise awareness to let people know, because if everyone knows, then it puts a lot of pressure on those bad people in China and they'll have to stop. And another reason is to motivate people. You know, if you know, recently Charles Lee, an American citizen, was, you know, illegally imprisoned in China. They just made up some charge, but it's basically because he practices Falun Gong that they captured him. And so I wrote a song about that to let people know and to try and identify with them and to kind of awaken their kind hearts so they could, you know, maybe do something.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks, Christine. And thanks for watching the weekly FGM TV News Review. See you next week.